Okay, und auf Yigil Amar Alf. Chagiga. Says the Gemara. Einlach Eisli bin Estadis. Tanya, we learn. Amar Ab Yechma Zaki. Ma Tshuva Hei Shifte Baskal Eser Roshe. What did the Abish answer to that Roshe? Beshosh Amar, when he said, the Mukhanetza said, Ele, I will rise up. Abomma say, of, I will go up on top of these clouds. Adam El Elyon, I'll be similar to the Abish. What did the Abish tell him when he said that? How you know the Abish even responded to him? I guess the fact that he that is recorded when he said that in Tanakh, so Mela, what did Abish say back? Yotz Baskav Amrla, Rosha, Ben Benoy Shal Nimna Rosha. You're the descendant of Nimna Rosha. And what's so special about Nimna Rosha? Shehemrid Kala Olam Kuli Olav. That you caused the inside of the world against him, against the Abish, but Malchusei. Tesh already says that he is not an Enikul of Nimrod at all, but Nimrod was a king in the same country as he was in Shinar and Babel, so therefore we relate him to Nimrod. Kamosh Noisef Shaladim, Shimishana, a person lives 70 years. Shinemar says he may shin, I say to him, Shimishana, Imigwuda, Shmanishana. Now let me ask you a question. How is it ever possible for you to be able to rise to the Abish and Adam El Elyon? Tesh already says that Nebuchadnezzar was a lot older than 70 years old because he was in the time of Chizkiah Melech, he was a Sefer then, and that's why he was Zeicha to become the Nebuchadnezzar. But nevertheless, it's just more just saying a general thing. Halimina Oret, Ad Liraki, as Mahalach Chamesh Meishana. Taser before says, how does Gemara know that? Taser is a beautiful pshat. Yesterday's Gemara. Shakai, it's a bit head before the Shlokish said, that they, where's the name Shakai from? Shaddai. He said, I'm a die. The world was spreading, you know, expanding universe, and he said, enough. So Taser says, the word Shakai is Shin, Dalad, Yud. No. Shin, if you write out each of these letters, so Shin, and remove the Goli, and leave only the Helim. Shin leaves Yud Nun at 60. Dalet is Dalet. Take away the Dalet, leaves your Lama Tuf, which is 430. So it's 490. And Yud, take away the Yud, leaves Vav Dalet, which is 10. It's 500. So this is the part that's concealed that we have to reveal to you, that the thickness or the every the key is 500 years and the distance from other to the key is 500 years. That's how we learn from. The obvious shall the key and each key. The thickness is also malachom is meishana. The chain bein kol rekiy the key between the key is also another what? Another 500 years. He talking about we said yesterday. There's 8 rekiyim, because we have the one that the new one that we said also the mus aresh chay the key can kelo. So it's 8 and all between 15 distances of 500. Plus you have the 500 from here to ground. So there is 16. The Maila Mehen, then above that you have Chayis HaKodesh, above that you have the Chayis HaKodesh, then above that you have, now in the Chayis HaKodesh, Gufa, it's made up of the following. You have Ragle HaChayis, you have the feet, the bottom, the soles, Kenega Kulon, and that's double everything you have till now. Then you have Kasul HaChayis, the ankles, Kenega Kulon is double again. Then you have Shoike HaChayis, part below the knee to the ankles, Kenega Kulon again double. Rechuvia chayis right above the knee, kinega kulon. Yarke chayis the thighs, kinega kulon. Gufia chayis the torso, kinega kulon. Savoria chayis kinega kulon. The neck is double. Rosha chayis the head again double. Karnia chayis the horns, kinega kulon. And then the maila mehen is kisia covered. That gufia you have ragla kisia covered kulon. The footrest is kinega kulon. Kisia covered kulon. And then melech kel chayis v'kaim ram v'nosu v'shoichin alei. He's above that. What are you pleading for? It's impossible. In fact, not only won't you rise there, ach el shoil turod el yakas ebo. You can go down to Gehenim and yakas to the very depths of the pit below. That's the Abish answer. And everything, all the Gemara till now. What did you? What I mean? Is it very interesting? Ben Chananel. I don't know if you saw. He says in the very beginning of this whole Pedic, in the very last line, if you're an Alpha and Base. Very last line. V'yavsheyu. You see, maybe your Tzuzlaf is different. The right hand, the very last line, Mechananel. Bottom of the page. Yeah, so what's your bottom? What's your bottom? Okay, fine. There's a heading, Amar Rabba Asar Dvar Nivra Olam. So it must be on your next page. See, heading Amar Rab. The next one is Zeha Oish Nivya Medish, and then goes Amar Rab. Look towards the end of that one. Shlokas Omar Nikel Shaka Anisha Maji Leilam Dai. See the last few lines of that paragraph. Bayam Goya Bayam Bayam also Goya Bayam, the Yam also was expanding, the Yoshayu Elu Kulum Medrosh's Hain the Aim Medaktikin Alain La Shwaisan. You don't try to analyze, make sense. Lamasha doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, none of it here, so it's all ruchni, so Masha says.
I was just thinking yesterday,
it's full of chassidus. Everyone, yeah. They do that, but the chassidus explains. They say the shtal shel shemayim is higher, but the tachlis kavana is oretz. Basil compares oretz to yisoid, and shemayim is purely an aliyah. That was the main purpose of this world, and everything else was just created in order to serve this world. And the Shammai looks the other way around.
Because even his marshal, even the Shammai's marshal of a chair and a stool, both the chair and the stool stay on the ground.
Yeah, but the most important part is the seat. But Shammai learns that,
yeah,
say the Shtasel,
yeah. Supporting the seat? Supporting the seat is the legs below that are on the ground.
Yeah, but that's supporting it. What is the main part of it? No, we had before. First you build the seat, and then you build the footrest. He says there's a seat and a footrest. We had in the Gemara yesterday. What do you build first? First you build the seat, and then you build the footrest. Say the Shtalshes. First was Shemayim, then was Oretz. Because even though the Tachlis is Oretz, the Poyo Shemayim was created before Oretz. In Say the Shtalshes, it's a high Madrega. And that's the Machlekes.
But
what's
he's trying to say that somewhere around that he's supported by the Oretz. Because that's the Machlekes between him and Basila, isn't it? Basila says, how can you build Aliyah?
Machlekes, even the comparison. Basila calls this Yisoid, and that's an Aliyah. Aliyah is nothing. Main thing is Yisoid. And he says, no, that's the Chikisei. That's the main thing, the Shemayim. Mayim is the Kisei. The world is only Hadamir Agli. It's only the footrest. It's a whole different look.
But is Hillel trying to say that the Aliyah needs the support of the
Hillel is trying to say the main purpose is the foundation, and that is this world. And Shamba says no, the main thing is the seat, and the seat is lemaila ruchnis.
Okay, so if you speak ruch, but the point, the thing is, they're using gashmis dikemisholi.
Try to explain it. Try to explain. Fair enough. Rashi, Lois Rosh Nuchanetzer, Olos Nakir, he claimed Alatsu Lai, and the Abishta Ragli Chais Oive passes say the thickness of their feet, Karsuli, Estavira, Shakoid, and Kibla Blas, Shaiku Etzem Hanim Kirimaregel, that's the bone that comes with the foot, Rehuva, who Etzem Hayerech, Hassam, the Shaik, that's the part right above the knee, Yerech, who Etzem Hakoili is at the Kuab, Misnaim, that's the higher bone above. Rashi, okay, writing more. Says what about Tony, we learned, by the way, this taste of Ragli Chais and Kulam, very interesting taste here. Taste says, you know, we have Rabbi Lezer HaKaler,
yes,
all over. It's a big machlek is who Rabbi Lezer HaKaler was. Was he a Rishon? Was he a Gaon? Was he a Rabbanus Veroi? Was he an Amoida? Who was he? So it's a very important thesis here. Because this is, thesis has a whole question why in Rabbi Lezer HaKaler, one of his kreivets is different than our Gemara here. So he concludes, he says,
The one in Kinnis is different to the one we say, and you keep it, and the individuals didn't leave at the same time, and so on.
True, okay.
The one's got one individual, hasn't got another one.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Okay, it says over here. Becheno Yedaku, like the last eight lines of Tesis. Ragbe Chais. The last line is Darko. Becheno Yedaku, this is his derech of Rosa Kalo. Shekamo Mekoyme, so you meniach shitas ashas shalonu. He was a sort of Tana, but who hired Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? He says that this is Rabbi Shimon, he says Rabbi Elazar called Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. What's even more bigger pell is, he says he follows Yerushalmi. Where was Yerushalmi in the times of Tanaim? There was no Yerushalmi of Bavli. It all started after the Mishnais. But what's he saying here? As if there was already a Rishalmi in Bavli in time of Shimon Yochai.
Well, that's the question.
Because
I raised that issue the other day. I asked that issue that there's things that's memories supposedly of Tanoim that aren't in the form of a place and so on.
There was this
idea, the shita of how you interpret.
But there was no Bavli. Rav is the one, we had more Gittin. Rav is the one who started Bavli. Rav. He also Rav. Bavli became a place of learning. Before then, there was nothing. So there was no Bavli, there was nothing.
There's no discussions on what the Mishnayos mean.
Nothing recorded anything else. Nothing.
Yeah, but there may have been an oifen of some sort of word.
Which Tana lived in Bavli that he would have discussed it? Which Tana lived in Bavli?
Didn't travel back to Bavli.
And they would say the halacha there. They all lived in Netzisrael. The yeshiva in Netzisrael. They would go to Bavli, say halacha, and then, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, it's interesting cases anyway. Seems like something was going on there.
But you also see the certain Mishnayos are different, the way they appear in Rishonim compared to Bavli.
The Mishnayos, so yeah, so that's how they, yeah, that is that what it means? But there's actually a discussion. Okay, back to the matter. Torah b'chi, I'm a moist in Lashem Prokim, even though you don't teach me to cover b'yachi, but you do give him highlights. I'm a b'chi, I'm a moist in Lashem Prokim, I love Bezin, you only give it the highlights of Bezin, l'chom mishli b'dav kibay, and somebody, or somebody who is a Yorish Maim. Ikidamni, not those two separate people, but v'od, v'hu shali b'dav kibay, when can you give it to Av Bezin? He has to have two conditions, Av Bezin and li b'dav kibay. Amr Ami, why Davka Av Bezin, I'm not sure. Amr Ami, ain't moisin sisri taida, you should not give all the secrets of taida. Elo lemishi yesterday, but Chamish Dvarim has the following five criteria. Sar Chamishim, he has to be a sar of 50 people. Nasi Ponim, he has to be someone respected. The Yayas, an advisor of a Chacham, Rosh of a Chacham, over all the Chachamim, Benov, and Lachash, and he understands all kinds of Torah, which is quite. Omer Abami, Rab Abi says, from Rab Abami, he also says, Ein Moisin Divrei Torah, Loive Chachamim, you don't give over the Divrei Torah to a guy. So Nemar says, So mishpatim ba'yidom. You shouldn't teach them our Torah. You shouldn't teach them our Torah. Rashi, talking about limiting the Torah, Rabbi said, so we also mentioned this thing here. Rashi, shlibadoiv ein amekel Rashi, doesn't treat it lightly. Yikid amin hu shlibadoiv, give a tachmin, bo, sisei Torah, goi ma'asa ha'makova, v'sefer yitzira, and sefer yitzira, u'ma'a yisei bereishis, v'hi b'raisa. V'hi b'raisa. Yoyiz chochem, chochem, lochem, v'kam, v'fagim, or explain. Now, Tesis has here a question. All the Mepharshim ask a question, why does this halacha not brought down anywhere in Shulchan Aruch? But Tesis has a question, since we already know that a goy is not allowed on Torah, we have Torah, it's a Moshe Moirasa, either is an HZish, or Moirasa, or Moirasa, it's our Yerusha, so they're Ganev, which are both Zaymets Benayach. And since they're not allowed to learn it, if you teach them, you're over with Neiva. So if you're over with Neiva, why do you need a Pasuk to tell you then I can't learn? So Tesis answers, because what about if there's another guy who's able to teach them? So it's no longer with Neiva, because only when is there with Neiva, two sides of an R. On the same side, no, it's not with Neiva. That's his answers.
This guy must have learned somehow rather than
another guy would have learned somehow, unless he hung around the house, he's smart, whatever. But all before Shem asked on Tesis, but we have an Issa Messiah. The din is that even though you could have taken it yourself, if I give you a treif, I'm over Issa Messiah. So does it help? So maybe that gufa is the reason why nobody brings it halacha. There's a machleik in the poskim what the Issa Messiah is. Is Issa Messiah an offshoot of the Neiver? Or is Issa Messiah an offshoot of the Chir Techir Samazecha? The Rosh says in Shabbos, Madoch, you have a mitzvah of the Chir Samazecha. That's the Rosh's words. Madoch, you have a mitzvah of the Chir Samazecha. Or Bez Mitzvah of the Frisha. Surely you're not allowed to help Nura Veda. If that's the word, it's Amisecha. There's no Inu Chir Techir by a Goy. So there's no Messiah. That's what Tesis is answering. But if you learn the Messiah is an extension of the Israel of Neiva, when he couldn't do it alone, and Messiah is an extension over that, so therefore you need a Pasuk L'Asachem L'Chol Goy. You don't need a Pasuk L'Asachem L'Chol Goy. Anyway, you couldn't do it, as Messiah. And that's why the Poskim don't bring this Halacha down, because they hold Messiah as an extension of Neiva. Therefore, we don't need this whole Rabami. But the Rabami holds, and Tesis is learning from the Rabami holds that Messiah is Messiah Techiach, and by Goy doesn't apply, so I need a Pasuk that even though the Goy could learn on his own, you're not allowed to teach him. I was reading that the first Shas translated to English was by a Galach, and he learned 10 years by a Rav. Well, 10 years by a Rav Shas.
Is it the first session of the way the Tzuah Sadaf also?
No, subject? That's something else. Translate our Gemara into English. The first one was a Goy, a Christian Goy. And, Chaim came too early. Not up to there yet. I'm not old enough. I'm not mature enough. I'm not libe doy bekir, but get kosh when he got older. Noch nafsh, Rabbi Yechibcha passed away. Amalei Rabasi, tov, agam, maizu kov, let me teach you, maizu kov. Amalei Iza koi. If I should have been zeche, gemirtim Rabbi Yechibcha Rabbach. I would learn from Rabbi Yechibcha, your Rebbe. I'm not sure why he calls his Rebbe, because Rabbi Lozer learned from him as well. Even Rabbi Lozer religion was, learned from him. Rabbi Yosef, having gone to Ma'aseh Mekaveh, Rabbi Yosef learned the Ma'aseh Mekaveh. So he knew very well Ma'aseh Mekaveh, but did not know Ma'aseh Bereishis. So the Pumbedisa, having told him Ma'aseh, knew very well Ma'aseh Bereishis, but didn't know Ma'aseh Mekaveh. Amr Lei Ligmar Lamar Ma'aseh Mekaveh. Let's make a swap. You teach Ma'aseh Mekaveh. Amr Lo Agmar Ma'aseh Bereishis. Rabbi Yosef said, "You teach me Ma'aseh Bereishis, I'll teach you Ma'aseh Mekaveh." Boss of the Agmar, so they went ahead. They taught him Ma'aseh Bereishis. After they taught him, Amr Lei Ligmar Lamar, why don't you teach us Ma'aseh Mekaveh? Amr Lohu, he said, "No way." After he learned from them, Ma'aseh Bereishis, he I guess he reneged. To Ninabuhu, we learned Dvash v'cholav tachas l'shoyne honey milk under your tongue. Dvarim hamasukim mit Dvash v'cholav yiyu tachas l'shoyne. Things which are sweeter than milk and honey, which is nistas, keep it to yourself. It says kvasim l'lavusha. Yeah, exactly. I didn't. Pretty. Rabbi Yosef was not the sharp one. Rabbi was a sharp one. And here he was a sharp hittle. Or kvasim. What is the purpose of sheep? To have clothes made out of them. So we tie each kvasim. Is also kvasim dvarim shenkikiv shayim, things which are the hidden secrets of the world. Yitachel lavusha. Keep them under wraps. Rashi, Maisa Kor Maisa Bereisha, 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 Kishon Elohim, Sisa Shalom, Sikos, the world, Kama Reisha, Bekivsha, Bahad Kishon Elohim, Allah, when he was told, when Chizkem, they don't have any children, so the Abish said over there, Bahad Kivsha, the secrets of the Torah, the things which are kept close to the Abish, the Lomlach, what's your business? It's not, he saw Ruch HaKadosh, he'll have a son, Menashe, he'll be a Rashi, he said, not your business. Many yards of Kavushi, him came out all the secrets. They told Rabbi Yosef, by the way, we already learned most of Maisa Kor. We learned until the end of the first Pedic, the last two psukim, by Yemir Alai Ben Adam. The next, second, last Pasuk, the penultimate Pasuk, was by Yemir Alai Ben Adam. Stand on your feet and I'll talk to you. Amalei, if you knew over that already, Hainei Maisa Makav, you know very no Maisa Makav, what do you want to learn? So what you want to learn is obviously you want to learn a deeper meaning in Maisa Makav. Maisa, we learned, a machlek is Adheichen Maisa Makav, too, was Maisa Makav, Rabbi Alai Ben Rebbe says until the Eda Basa, Rebbe says until the very last Pasuk, where he says, the Eda Ke'en Chashmal, this Chashmal, that's the whole Eden of Maisa Makav. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Ad HaChashmal. Rabbi Yitzchak says until the Chashmal. You said till the word Ve'eda. Now I say till the third word in the pasuk, the word Chashmal, because Ve'eda Ke'ena Chashmal. You say the word Ve'eda already not allowed to learn. No, the preamble to the Chashmal. I say the word only the word Chashmal. What's so big deal with Sunday Rashi minute? Ad Ve'eda Megamarin until Ve'eda you can learn whatever you want. Because Ve'elich Masin Shaprakim from Ve'eda and onward. That's when you give only highlights. Igadami adva eda masir rogan. Until the eda is only highlights. Mikan ve elich from here on in imu chacha mevin medaita in. If you can understand himself good, iloi loi. Rashi vayim le benodim kvar deshaninu. Alo yem rabir lunted. Alo yem rabir lunted. Alo yem rabir lunted. Alo yem rabir lunted. Im at kan shenisim. If you already know that, harbish nisim. You learned a lot. Just name mikrois alalu. These two psukim of eda in a chashmo kemada catches heim shikpid alein chachamim. Says Rashi. These are the psukim that really that chachamim are most concerned about, not to learn berabim. Why? What's the problem with the Maisa Makava, says Rashi? Interesting. You know what the problem is? Shehi medabrim betzuras hashchina umareyu. They talk about the Eivishter using human forms. And we'll see what chashma means. They talk, they're quiet, using human descriptions. And people might mistake chas v'sholom, especially in those days. They actually gave all these figures, all these statues, which they gave them a gash was a figure to Eivishter.
Because Rashi, I'm sure you said Yigdal.
Yeah, first of all, Heino actually. First of all, when was Yigdal written?
I think he was very anxious.
From when? What? Heino wasn't done by the Rishonim. Pasha was the Rishonim. What do we have before the Rishonim? The only one we have before the Rishonim is Rabbi Elazar, a Kallet, if he was Rabbi Elazar Shimon. If he's Rabbi Elazar Shimon, that's it, Rabbi Elazar Shimon. Who do we have? Everything else is done in the times of anywhere the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim. But interesting, Rashi's take on what the problem was. You have a Dabar Hashem, a Yemen Hashem speaking. That's not a problem. But what image comes to your mind when you hear Dabar Hashem?
Yemen Hashem.
Yeah, always in the Chayit Teder we have. We had yesterday with Tachas Royas. We had the Abish's hands. Why punkt? Yeah, everything. You have so many human descriptions of the Abish, and it was only the Kadav, for us to understand. So why punkt here suddenly? Because Tzuda Shechina Marei, suddenly we go get all excited. Anyhow, Rashi, you write the Meisra, Gesin, like you say, we have a Meisra, come out, Ad Ve'eda, Kein HaChashol, have a Bechalan included. Ad HaChashol, Ad HaTei Bazu, Vehi Bechal HaDorish, that's included. Ad Ve'eda, Mig Megamrin, Kolei Mehochi, come out, Hei Chamaisa, Mekavish, and Shinoz, and Lidu, Yilal Adar, Shinitul Yidosh, Ad Ve'eda, Oye, Ad HaChashol, Mishom, Ad Ve'yemen, Hei Nei Meisra, Kavish, that's a real Meisra, Kavish, Shikpid Alei Chamin, that's what we were all worried about. Take my bite, You're telling me that you're still telling me a lot of dash of chashmal. You're saying about you don't dash in bepumli, but if somebody's your day, a maven, you can teach chashmal itself. You can teach chashmal. But who you look is a little kid, the daughter of chashmal, he took a dash of chashmal. And what happened when Afkalinoid, a fire came out of the malach in the chashmal, which is exactly what chashmal means, a fire. and v'achalti, and they consumed them, burned them up. It didn't come his time. He wasn't mature enough, and the Bach adds the words, and it's not pasnich for a kid to give such drush and such important things. We should remember this guy in good. Even though his purpose was something totally different, but because he saved Sefer Yecheskel, we also have Chashmal. Had it not been for him, we would also lose out this holy Maisa Mekava. The words of Yecheskel, so many contradictions to the Torah about Chelev and other things, that instead of that Chelev also the Kohenim, sounds like for Yisrael Chelev Abhem is Mutter. So so many things, I had to fend for all those things. So what he did was, he brought 300 barrels of oil. Why is he going to bring this here? But the Gemara is bringing it that because of him, the Torah will save Chashmal. So even though the Gemara frowns upon anybody who learns Chashmal, we're still thanking him, Baram Zohar L'Toy, for giving us this Chashmal. Like nobody can learn. So what's the big deal? Maybe he should have hidden it. Maybe he shouldn't even. But why are we bringing it here? We're not bringing it for the rest of the thing. That's what we're having Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos tells us the whole thing about Chalangi Bechizki, and you have to remember him and everything else. Here we're bringing it as a Hemshev of Chashmal. So the Gemara seems to be thanking him that even inadvertently he saved Chashmal as well, which is a good thing. Maybe it shouldn't have been revealed if it's supposed to be such a secret. So Faket Zaraiv made that he's supposed to be revealed. Even in those days, before the Rizal said, Mitzvah Legalit Chachmazu, supposed to be revealed, but in a very limited way. But it had to be revealed. And Baram Zachar Yisrael Shatev. Rashi Nigg said, Yecheskel Sheyesh B'Soif Advorim B'Kabonas, he has certain dinim B'Kabonas, Shasoif Nivetele, against the Tele, God B'Shem L'Hali to burn, and they sat in. That's when we had more Shabbos, because the Yud Ches Dover, Shammai, one of those nights, got in there, and they were outnumbered this hill, and they passed all these laws through. You wonder why the next night Hill didn't do the same thing and then undo all these laws. Because they were there for quite a while. Unless Shami went there the last night that all these Chacham were there. And you know, it's smart everybody. Second one, right? You're talking about Maisa Betina Kech, the Maisa little kid, Choyakoyde, based at Abba. He was learning in the house of his Rebbe, Besevi Chesko, while you made him Bechashmal. He wasn't even giving a drasha. He just understood it. And they wanted to hide Chesko. So why did one, according to this Gemara, it's like two different Gemaras. A minute ago, the Gemara said they want to hide Yecheskel because, as Rashi says, because all the status. Here, the Gemara says clearly, why do they want to hide Yecheskel? Because of Chashmal, because of Ma'is and Mekaveh, and people are dying right, left, and center. People are learning it, they shouldn't be learning it. Omelem Chananya Mechizki, Chananya Mechizki says, so this is the same Chananya Mechizki, Im Zechacham, Hakka Chachamim. If this guy is a Chacham, everyone's a Chacham, maybe this guy wasn't worthy, but other ones are worthy of it. So why should we hide it? So therefore, it's a different story. Like which one? Oh, Tarabani, yeah. Rabbi Huda. Yeah. It's like that. It's like two different versions of what happened. So what really did happen? Why did they want to hide Yecheskel? Throughout Shas, whenever they talk about hiding Yecheskel, Rashi always says, like he says here, because of Kabbalas. There's a problem there, or Chaylev and all that. Here, the Gemara gives a whole different story. Different purpose, different reason. Must be that both happened. Anyway. My chashmal, what's his chashmal? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I said Rabbi Yehuda. The word chashmal is three words. Ches is for chayis, malochim. And shmal is eish, memalos. Fire comes out of the mouths of these malochim. That's why these two eunuchas perished. Rashi Chayim Malas Eish Yaitzim Medibun. Fire goes out when they speak. Then Masni Datan Abraisi learned Eitim Choshes Veitim Malas. No Chashmalas Chosh Mal. Quiet. They talk. How's it work? B'shosh Adibur Yaitzim Kodesh Baruch Hu. When the Eibushet talks, they're quiet. Like we had yesterday, you know, that the Malachim sang only when the Eibushet.
The thing that discusses the solution by the Cheskel itself.
Well, he asked this question. Which one is it? Okay, interesting to look. Chagimel, which shuva?
115.
Okay. Itim chashas itim malad b'shasha di b'yaisim because Baruch Hu talks chashas they're quiet. B'shasha ini b'yaisim because Baruch Hu malad they're talking. What do you mean b'shasha di b'yaisim? What words come out of the Eibush's mouth? Yesterday we had when the Eden sing shir malachim are quiet. Right, and so on. Here's a Bishash Dibur Yaitzibi Akash Baruch. Which Dibur are we referring to? Don't know. The chayis were jumping up and back and forth. Kimare habazig, like the appearance in this clay shard that has full of holes. My rotzev shoy, what do you mean? Or ka'u, like fire. Hayayitzi b'kishm of a furnace. That comes out of a furnace. Rashi tells me what it means. Mike, what do you mean? The image of a buzzer. Ka'ud hayayitzi b'chalosi, like a fire that comes out of the cracks. Of a kelly. Says Rashi, Rotsa Vashoi, Moitzes Roshan, Metachas, Kelly. These malachim, they stick out the heads from underneath this, the heaven sky called Riki. Hanotu Lemailim, and Roshan, that's stretched out above the heads. Vichoidzes, Umachnises, Oysa. They try to look out above their heads to see what's going on, and then they right away pull their heads back. Memoida Hashchina, Bemehidas, they do it quickly. Keritza, like running. Vishiva, Shalab, like a flame that flies back and forth. Hayetzi, Piyad Bozak, that goes out of this kelly called Bozak. Hakifshin of furniture, sorry for my avonim, the seed. You burned their stones for seed, for lime, or uvazag losha shivishvadim, shards, who show uryaitse bain evan evan. The fire jumps out between the stones. Boyskin melech agabi akevish. They said they throw or scatter salt on the kevish. Shalla yachliko can't even know they shouldn't. So what do you see? That bezig is scattered. The holes aren't one hole, there's all over the holes. Mibed achrosim, derech mezakis, of those who refine gold, link, koiv, clay, cheddes, nikov, and the coven, they would puncture a clay shard full of holes, with koiv, and oise, agabi, gichol, they would tilt it over. On the coal, shazov, nosun, behen, betekhtich, achrosim, shalavonim, agabi, cheddes, so they have this on top of the shard. They will put gold, and on top of that, they will put this keli full of holes, so sort of concentrate the heat. Meanwhile, the fire, the tongues of the fire, they jump out through these holes. Also, gavoni gavonim, and you see different colors. Goes in and out. What's in the gay here? Different colors, different madrigas, I guess, different colors. It says in the pasuk, and I saw ruach saora. This fierce wind, bar minat sofen, came from the north. Anon godel, this big cloud, the eish mislakachas, and this gathering fire, the noigulo is full of light, saviv all around him. Umitoichen, somewhere in the middle, is kein hachashmal. Mitoich is like this chashmal in the fire. Where was this fire going? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shahalach, Lichvish, Kolam, Kutach, Mokhan, Zerosha. It was going to destroy the whole world.
At first it was sounded as Chashmon as a thing, a function of speaking between the Rebbe Shalom and the Malachim.
Not the Malachim today, but Malachim speaking, seeing the Shira, whatever they were doing.
What? So one is Chashmon, one is Chashisal, and one is Mal.
Yeah.
So it's
the Pshat Eivish was talking,
yeah. It's the expression of words or whatever it is.
The first Pshat was Chayish Eish Memalos. That's the Malachim doing all the work. Second one is related to Eivish. First one is Chayish, that I found himself behind the Kodesh.
Somehow or other, it now links it. It links it not a conversation as a word, but the fire burning.
Yeah. It's not and this isn't the Chashmal that we say you can't read this pasuk anymore. This is early in the Pedic. The Chashmal that we can't read the pasuk from is much later in the Pedic. No, we already talk about Chashmal. That doesn't bother us. It's only the very last psukim, the last pasuk is these words. Here it comes from mara, the appearance, those words. This is what it looks like. He says here, Mosnov Lamaila. Abish is, loins and so on and so forth. So he's using human descriptions. It's that pasuk starting for Chashmal. The word Chashmal itself also is not so bad because we already had it before. It's the Chashmal and it starts talking about his images.
I'm trying to say that the literal meaning of Chashmal is something with conversation, silence of conversation.
Yeah.
And it's now been taken across to the Hebrew with Chashmal and electricity.
It's a modern Hebrew.
Yeah,
with fire.
There's a link here.
You have neutrons and protons. And you have one of them is anti, and it's an anti energy, is a positive, right? There's a positive and there's a negative. So the electrons are negative and protons are positive. So that's what you have here. Talking quiet. That's what that's AC and DC. AC is alternating current. It's Rosh Hashanah, and DC is direct. So AC is Rosh Hashanah. Interesting, yeah. He was conquering the whole world to help Nebuchadnezzar out. Thinking about why. The Eden are slaves in a country we're not even powerful. Who caused me to help out this guy? This is what caused me the Avedis of the Eden. And I saw the chayis. One oifen was on the ground. Pun of to the four faces. What does that mean? A malach echad shu oimim bar. There's a malach who's standing on the ground. And his head all the way up there. The masid tana we learned. Sandalfin shemai. Who was this malach sandalfin? He was above his friends 500 years. He was behind the makava. The koishik saw him in the koine, and he was tying up the crowns for the Eibusha. That we say the Eibusha should be blessed from his place. We don't know where his place is, and you're telling me that the Malach knew where he was. Nobody knows exactly where the Eibusha is. Mimkaimais, wherever he is. And for the Gemara, the Omar, and he adds Shema Mefodesh. The Malach said the Shema Mefodesh. And then, it says, the Gis Lebach is the Koshele Lebosa Lekeser. He tied the Keser, Umashbiya B'Shem of Fodish, and he made some kind of a, said the Shem of Fodish, V'Ozel Taga, and the crown went flying, the Yasa Duchte, and he went where he had to go. So no one knew. Amar Rav, Kol Shero Yecheska Ro Yishaya, both saw the same thing. Lami Yecheska Ro Yishaya, Lami Yecheska Ro Yishaya, Ben Kfa Shero Zemele, got all excited. Lami Shaya Yishaya, Ben Kfa Shero Zemele, and Rashi learns that Shaya saw is a much bigger Madrega, and therefore he didn't say anything. Mashen Kain, him. Tetzel just opposite. So Rashi, and Rashi Chumash, same thing. Rashi and Shai was much greater than Yecheskel. Tetzel learned that Yishai and Yecheskel were exactly the same. The difference is the people of the generation. The people of the generation of Yecheskel were like Ben Kfar, and if therefore in a Ben Kfar you don't see a palace. So if Yecheskel wouldn't have explained to them what he saw and making it, bring it down in a logical way, they wouldn't know what he's talking about. But Yishai's day were like a Ben Krach, his generation. But the Levi'im themselves were equal. Interesting, Machlekes Rashi and Tetzel. It says in the pasuk, "Oshir la Hashem ki goy gom." I think the Eibush, ki goy gom, the Eibush above everybody else, great. Shir la Mishim, the God, the Goyim, the one who is great in all the again, and all those who are great. Who's the king among the animals? A lion. Melosh behemis, a shoyd, an ox. Melosh behemis, the bird is nesh and eagle. Oh, them is God, lame, and a person can control them. Because Baruch is God, kulam, and Eibush is greater than all of them. Because you have the arba chayis. These are the four the makava. And the entire world, it says in one pasuk, mus paneim. Sorry, about kol olam kulei. And the Eibush is megal kulam kulam in the entire world. Says the Gemara, in one pasuk it says udmus paneim. What's the four images? Panei Adam, panei Arye, Ela Yamin, le arba osam to all four. Panei Shoyim, hasmoil arba osam all four. And then you have an eagle. Uksiv, another pasuk says ba'bo panim lechet. So first of all, here it says four different faces. Here it says each one of them had four faces. And then it also changes. Pnei Echad, one of them is Pnei Kruv. Instead of a Shur, you have a Kruv. Pnei Sheini, Pnei Adam. Shlishi, Pnei Ayah, Vi, Pnei Nesha. What happened to the Shur? What happened to the Shur? Omer Shlok is Yecheskel, Biklo Rachma, Yecheskel, as the Eibush to Rachmanis. What do you want the Shur there for? V'hafchel a Kruv, change a Kruv. What happened? Omer Levan, Omer Shalaylam, Katega, Yasa, Senegar. You want, every time you see the Shur, what are you going to remember, Eibush? You can remember the eagle. What do we want him to remind the council that this guy is our prosecutor, ruined our lives, and he should be standing and be an advocate? And nothing you talk. He doesn't have our best interests at heart. My kruv. What's his kruv? Kruv is a kruv. What's a kruv? Amar Rav Avu. We already had another place. Kruv is keravi, like a little kid. Shekhar Bavu. Kaili nu keravi, a little kid. Amar Rav Avu. Me'atir. Si pnei echa. Pnei kruv. Pnei shayim. Pnei adam. Si shayim. Pnei aliyah. Pnei pnei nesher. Hainu pnei kruv. If you tell me pnei kruv is a little kid, what do you tell me the other one pnei adam? Isn't pnei kruv and adam the exact same thing? So we answer, Ape Rav Reviv, Ape Zutre. The difference is a very large face or a small face. A small face is the size of a tefach, we had in Mark Sukkah, that you don't have a face more than a tefach. And then the big face, which is a much, much bigger. Says in Moravite, talking about the wings of a malach. In one pasuk it says about the wings of a malach that he has shesh kenafayim, six wings. Shesh kenafayim lech, each one had six wings. And two of them he covers his face, two his feet, and two of them he flies with. Because another pasuk says, "Va'aboponim," he has four wings. La'achas, va'aboknafaim, la'achas, four wings. What happened to six wings and four wings? Like Kasha. Kam bezmancha beis hamikdash kain, they had all the wings. Kam bezmancha ain beis hamikdash kain, they were cut off, clipped. Two of the wings were clipped. Kivayochol shenis matu kanfei achayis, as if to say that they lost, that the chayis lost their kedusha.
So that was asking between Yishai and Yecheskel.
Yeah. And Yecheskel lived, even though his va'am beis hamikdash was like the very end of beis hamikdash, as if it was very charev. Rashi says here, "Kamim b'mikayim b'meishai yohayam midushkayim b'mechayin in full glory." Meicheskel kvar igias man sheyechrev. Even though the poyim were still standing, but it was very time when it's matter b'mayish amaylo. So everything was reduced. Talking about the bite, Amar Mechanan l'amarav oisan shayim. So which shayim and ayim? So which wings were clipped? Amar Mechanan l'amarav oisan shayim. It should have been those he sings with. Because Yehoshua says he has time. He has two wings. He flew with. The Kara Ze El Zevi Amman, these two wings that he flew with is also ones he sang with. The Ksiv says, Hasoy Veinechaboy, he gave a good look, Veinein was no longer there. So therefore, that's what went disappearing. Those two wings that he used to fly with. Because the next passage says, Hasoy Veinechaboy, Veinenu. Okay. Rabbanamani, no. You know which ones are missing? Oysan she mechasa ben aglein, the two wings that cover his feet. How do I know? Shenema, Yecheskel writes, but aglein regel yishoda, and the feet were staying together. How do you know what the feet will look like? They were together or not together? It must be the wings that were covering them were no longer there. You shot him straight. Why can't it be that the wings open up and he saw the feet? Because I'll prove it to you. It says the face, the image was like a man. How did he know the wings were covering it? Let's say also it was removed. He revealed it. He saw. Why can't it be by the feet they opened up the wings? So he could see. Says Gemara, Hachi Hash, what are you comparing the face to the feet? Bishleim up in the face, Oidech Ara Lugluy Kamirabe. It's coming to open the face to reveal your face before you go to your Rebbe. But you go to your Rebbe, you have to reveal who your face is. But Kare Lav Oidech Ara Lugluy Kamirabe. With your feet, Pasnish to reveal to your Rebbe. Kosev Echrem. In one passage it says Elif Alfin Yisham Shunei, thousands and thousands, or a million served him, and then it says Veribu Devoven Kadmuya Kumun, tens of thousands, 10,000 stood in front of him. So there's at least a number, even though it's a great number, it's a number. The Kosev Echrem. Another passage says Hayesh Mishbo Lekduda V'Dei, any number to number battalions he has. Like Kasha Kam Bizman Shabes Migdash, full glory. Kam Bizman Shabes Pemay Shemayla was reduced. As if it was reduced. Is only how many malachim were in one group. How many groups? No number. That's what we just said a minute ago. But I'll give another shot. Elif alfin yishem shunei lenahad dinner. These all malachim ended up in nahad dinner. We'll see what that means. Shenema it says nahad dinner. This nahad dinner. Negad v'nafik mikadmu, it came out from him. Elif alfin yishem shunei, and this is the whole pasuk. And thousands and thousands came and served me. V'ribu levavin kamu yikumun, and they took all the rishayim and sent it to Gehenim. Meheichen nafik, where did malachim come from? Mizei asan shel chayis, from the perspiration of the chayis of these malachim, of the malachim called chayis. Uleheichen shafik, where did they go to? Where did they get poured out to? Amazir baruch v'malav al roish rishayim b'Gehenim. They came out on the head of the Shem in Gehenim. What do you mean? Shenemar says in Pasuk, and he sad as Hashem, that the fierce wind of the Abish, the Chema, his anger, Yotza, went out, Visar, and this fierce wind, Mizchelil, rolled on our Rosh, the Shem Yochan, the head of the Shem, that's where it came down. Says, Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Asher, came to which Shem we're talking about? Those Shem that were snatched away. It was snatched away before they even behaved like a Russia. Who are we talking about? Shenemar says, Asher came to Velay Ace. They were snatched away before the due date. Nahar Yutzik Yisaitim. That's where the river goes and pours on their Yisait. Tanya Rishmir Chassid, Rav Shimon HaChassid said, who are we talking about? Elu Teisha Meyez Veshivim Va'arba Doidah. The 974 Doidah she came to Liboris. That were meant to be born Kainiv Ra'ilam Velay Nivru. The Abish decided to give Matan Teda after 26 Doidah because the world couldn't exist much longer. What do you do with all the people he should have, that he didn't create, all those other generations, 974? He scattered them through every generation. Any chutzpanyak, in any generation, he came from before Matan Teva. Prehistoric times. Rashi came to Ra'ilam, Nigzar Lane Liboris, to the top of the page. Leah is Kaid and Matan Teda. He had a plan, they should be before Matan Teda. Lekayim Ashenema, Dovot Tziva, Le'elav Doit. Well, he gave us a Teda that was already 1,000 generations old. Ru'u Yohai, it's a Teda, Linasin, the Seva Eldoit, it should have been given us after 1,000 generations. Ukashara, She'ain O'ilam, is Kaim, but Le'elav Doit, so after 24 generations, it's not going to last. Omad, Vitirdin, he got rid of them. Benitno, not the same Chavdal Doit, Chavav Doit, he gave it to 26 generations, but Adam Rishon, Moish Rabbeinu, and then he gave it to us.
So what he's saying,
it should have been after Adam Rishon's time,
just after
Adam Rishon,
the year 1,000,
should have
been
given. Yeah, it should have been given after 1,000 generations.
Ah, which is much later.
1,000 generations, yeah. But then he saw the world couldn't last much longer. Taste has different gifts than I. Look at taste of a tardin. Peter's Rashi, the Lash edition, Nasan Nishmasim again, Lenivru. Rashi makes a machlek, we don't have that now, Rashi, but Rashi makes a machlek, is in the first shot is that they all went straight to Gehenim. They never ended up. The second shouting mode is they did come to this world. The first shouting, they went to Gehenim even before they were born. They were punished for a crime they never committed. How can you put them in Gehenim? They never existed. If the Abish already put in Gehenim because he knew how they behaved, so why b'chal make a world? He'll put in this guy in Gehenim because he knew how they behaved and then get him. Interesting question. They weren't created together. A little bit in every generation. So many people in one time, it could have ruined the whole world. The same thing. It's only these different words. That's why Agmar didn't bring it. They're only changing one word. But Rashi has, not now, but I've written it. Interesting concept.